Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station.
Staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Longtime member of our brain trust, and Bert. One of the things we talked about in the previous segment was the government solution or the practical solution. Tell us what the difference is and why they need to work together.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is that the government solution that's being proposed is expand more college education. We already have too many people going that need to go to specialty schools, Jim. We need to accomplish in this generation, in 2013, what we used to accomplish 50 years ago by the end of high school. Kids are coming out unprepared. But specialty schools to train would be more needed than colleges. So we're sending too many people to college. The program that's being proposed would send even more. That's a mistake. The second thing is the high federal funding. Every time federal funds increase, the college tuition increases. So colleges are making money hand over fist over all of these tuition increases. If you have it more like as Hillsdale College does, where we have no federal funds, then we have to demonstrate our value or we get no students. If we're not adding value, we don't get any students. In a subsidized education, it doesn't work that way, because if you can get a cheap education, even it might not add the full value that taxpayers are paying, but it might add that little value that you are paying.
Isn't that what the president is proposing in a way? Wouldn't he argue that what you guys are doing at Hillsdale is what he wants to do with his program, which is to only give the or to maximize? Let me put it this way: if you perform under the guidelines he thinks he's going to say are the correct guidelines, you'll get more subsidy. If you don't, those schools who take subsidies, if you perform less, you'll get less subsidy. So he wants to reward performance. Is that not what you're doing?
Well, that's what it's being presented at, but look at it this way. You're saying reward performance. So what we do is the federal government defines what these criteria are. What if one of them, for example, is teach adequate knowledge of global warming?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Teaches the value of Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society and how it helped our country.
Here's the thing, folks. If you think that's not possible, I mean, I'm laughing a little bit, Bert. But the truth is, he likes to pick winners and losers. He picks winners and losers in the marketplace.
Sure.
He's picking winners and losers in healthcare. He's going to do the same thing in education.
Right. And so then it becomes a question, how do you toe the line as set up by federal bureaucrats, by President Obama and others who will be in those positions? How will you conform to their ideas? That determines the aid you receive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this comes back to more government intrusion and it's just more of an attempt to get more of our lives dependent upon and beholden to the federal government.
Well, it is, but the thing is, the system wasn't broken that got fixed. I mean, if it's not broken, in other words, higher education in the 1960s and 70s did not need that federal aid. The federal aid distorted the incentives, and then they made it worse. By all criteria, those people coming into college and coming out of college nationally are not as well prepared as they were 30, 40 years ago.
So what you're saying is, as is in the case in so many different ways, when the federal government gets involved, a poorer product results.
Yes. And that's what we have to understand more as a country, that the federal aid, more often than not, makes the product worse.
Yeah. We're seeing that right now with Obamacare, Bert.
Exactly. The more intervention you get, the more it distorts incentives, and it creates a perverse effect on the economy. And, yes, we're going to see that with Obamacare.
And it costs more money than it has to cost. It creates more regulations that are necessary. And we wind up being more beholden to the federal government, which is not what I want myself, Bert, and I think you probably the same way. Hey, Bert, can I have your website, please?
Yes, www.bertfolsom.com.
Check it out, folks. And the New Deal or Raw Deal is one book. The follow-up is FDR Goes to War. Hey, Bert, come back again real soon. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Jim.
Dr. Burton W. Folsom. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but after these messages, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.